Families of hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have held a protest in front of the International Committee of the Red Cross Office in the city of El Bira on Tuesday, as the prisoners reached their 27th day of hunger strike.
And my son Mohammed began his hunger strike, his father did too, in support of our son. And then they moved him to a different prison for that.
Human rights organizations and prisoner support groups have warned of the worsening health conditions of the hunger-striking prisoners. News of fatigue, fainting, and organ failures has been reported on different occasions. This in addition to the medical negligence by the Israeli prison service, as well as other punitive measures taken by the Israeli jailers.
The punitive measures include banning lawyer visits, transferring detainees to different prisons, mounting violent raids on the wards and cells, and taking away prisoners' clothes and blankets. These practices have a very negative impact on their health.
Refusing food has been a tactic used by the Palestinian prisoner movement for decades as a means of protesting the harsh conditions imposed against them in Israeli jails.
Everything the prisoners have inside the Israeli jails is because of the hunger strikes. The prisoner movement had to fight for basic necessities. The reason that prisoners have pens, paper, have decent food, mattresses and blankets is because they fought for them by refusing food until their demands were met.
Over 150 Palestinian prisoners are currently on an open-ended hunger strike to protest Israeli detentions without charge, also known as administrative detention.
Family members of the hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners have said that they live in a constant state of anxiety and fear for the health conditions of their incarcerated loved ones. They also said that they are fully aware that the only way the prisoners can attain their rights is through the act of disobedience called hunger strike. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Al Bira.